It's 9:48. Time now for the opening market report. I'm Jay Pierce, sitting in for Dave Dickey, who's away this week. And let's take a look, first of all, at how prices fared in the resumption of trading in the commodity markets. We had December wheat in Kansas City opening at 741, up 6.5. March opened at 763, and that was up 9.75. December spring wheat opened at 780, up 15.25. The December wheat in Chicago opened at $7 even, up 10 cents. March opened at 720, up 8. May, 735, up 11.75. The July contract for wheat opened at 751.5. That was up 18. September at 763, up 14.25. And December 09 wheat opened at 782, up 13.25. The December corn contract opening at 538 this morning, up 5.75. March opened at 557, up 6.75. May at 566, up 4. July at 576, up 5.75. And December 09 corn opened at 570.5, up 5.5. The December 2010 contract opened at 560.5. That was up 4.75. Out of the soybeans, where the November contract opened at 11.33 this morning, and that was up 9. January at 11.52 was up 12.75. March at 11.65 opened 11.75 higher. July 09 at 11.75 opening up 6. And the November 2009 soybean contract opened at 11.01, and that was up 2 on the open. Well, the soybean meal for October opened at 324.50, up 4. December opened up 4, 323.50. And the soybean oil for October opening up 44, opening at 44, I should say, and that was 40 higher. December opened 33 higher at 44.50. And let's take a quick look at how the current trade is going for the wheat contract. We're seeing the Kansas City contract's up 7 to 9 in Chicago. They're up between 5 and 11 cents right now. And the corn contracts are generally up a penny or two, 2.75 on the December 08 right now. Soybeans have turned lower, anywhere from 3 to about 9.25 lower currently. And on the outside markets, the Dow Industrials, a number of people are watching, currently down 231 points. And we're going to talk things over with Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services in Oakland this morning. And, Paul, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Jay. Always nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. We're watching some of those numbers. As I guess one of the big things that everybody who watches trading, they've been concerned about the federal bailouts and AIG last night, the big one that they were watching, and now the government owns a stake of this huge insurance company. But it had a lot of people on edge. A lot of people have, you know, their pension plans and 401ks and the like have shares of this stuff.
Big insurance deal. Okay, last night it was, yesterday, the reason why the market was sick, well, there was these rumors that AIG, of course, has a Dow index with the Dow Jones AIG index of commodities. And it's a very large commodity fund that basically you can buy on the New York Stock Exchange that tracks commodities. And the rumor is that they're started to spread out of positions, maybe even liquidate. And there is a story by reliable sources that indicate that the Dow or the Merck is allowing large block trades to take place. And there has several meanings with that, but it allows trades of large contracts to go to one party to another party and possibly aren't traded on the exchange. And this created some unruliness on the opening here, but the marketplace took this 75 or $80 billion bailout as somewhat positive to the stock market and also positive to the commodity markets. Crude oil's up. There was was this problem in Yemen, and also it stabilized the crude market, oil market last night. So commodities are acting better with gold, silver. I think the dollar is weaker at the present time. So there is some monumentary adjustments in the commodity markets based on this, and well as a general feeling that the crop is being hurt by flooding in northern Illinois, also problems with wind damage on the corn crop in southern Illinois, and hopefully this means there's no big panic in the commodity markets in the world, so and stock markets in the world. So the market's probably better off from a financial being in the commodity and stock markets than we were yesterday morning at this time.
Well, we saw everything opening higher. Soybeans have turned a bit lower. What's up with that?
Well, the bean market, we're seeing a little weaker bean basis. Our general impression is that the crop ratings on beans will be down based on the flooding in the Midwest. Ocean freight seems to be weakening in the world. There is this correlation with cheap crude oil and bean oil as a petroleum product, a biodiesel, and with the prices down there, it does put some price pressure on soybeans. The Bear and the Sparks Informa group are always talking about they think the USDA got the last report wrong, but I think they got it pretty right. It's a very, I think it was an accurate report, and I think that the beans that are maturing in the Midwest that I've looked at, the seed size is very small. And as a result of that, I don't think there's any major surprise or rains help the late crop or anything of the nature. So I think the bean market is, you know, follows the speculative nature of the crude oil market and the general commodities a little fat more than other markets traded at the board.
Mm-hmm. Crude oil up just a bit this morning. Gold is way up, and the Dow has turned down.
Yeah, a couple things. They're having some problems with these money center banks. I think Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. Everybody's coming up with a different definition of creditworthiness and things like that. But the firms that are standing are very strong, and we hope that the stock market does stabilize in here. One of the factors that the loan did go through is the Democratic governor of New York encouraged the Fed and the Treasury Department to support AIG, and that was a big help as kind of a bipartisan effort to stabilize the U.S. economy. Also, the big money center banks and Wall Street will be changed. It won't be the same, but at least it stabilized a big portion of the financial system.
All right, so your advice today as far as strategy goes?
Well, I have to laugh. There was a couple of wise men on the CNBC channel says, do nothing, just stand there, is one old advice. And then another guy basically had another one said, the second mouse gets the cheese. So I think that you let the first mouse go through the door first and you follow. So you have to be very careful in these times, and as a result of that, be patient. And usually the strong, and if you can survive this kind of a financial turmoil, hey, you're in pretty good shape.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
All right, thanks, you too. And that's Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services down in Oakland, Illinois. He'll be back during the closing market report with Todd Gleason today. Wheat in Chicago, in Kansas City right now at 732 is down 2.5. March at 763 is up 9.75. December wheat in Chicago, 702 up 12. March at 719, currently up 7. May at 735, up 11.75. December corn, 535.5, up 3.25. March at 553.5, up 3.25. May at 556.25, down 5.75. And July 09 at 573, up 2.75. November soybeans, 1130, up 6. January, down 0.25 at 1139. March at 1150, down 3.25. And the soybean meal for October at 320 is down 50 now. And October at 43.80, up 20. That's in the soybean oil. And the live cattle contract for October at 102.75 is unchanged. December 103.85, down 77.5. September feeder 108.80, down 10. October at 107.25, down 42.5. October lean hogs 67.75, up 27.5. December 65.95, down 15. And the frozen pork bellies for February at 89.50, down 62.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Take a look at the crude oil contract now for October, $94. That's up $2.85. And for November, $93.70, up $2.69 a barrel. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on the 15-minute delay down 233.5 points at 10.825. And the dollar is down 0.32 at 78.91. CRB Index 345.95, up 478. And we do have a flood warning remaining in effect for many river basins in northern, central, and northeastern Illinois, as well as northwestern Indiana. In northern Indiana today, there's still a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Elsewhere, it'll be sunny and pleasant. Highs ranging from 75 in northeast Indiana to 81 in the south. Tonight, clear. Patchy fog forming overnight. Lows generally between 45 and 50. Mid-50s in Chicago. Sunny tomorrow. Highs 75 to 80. 69 degrees on Friends Plaza now. This is WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3 Urbana. And we're the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Jay Pierce. Stick around. We'll have Focus 580 coming up next. In the first hour, I'll be talking to Mike Ross about Krannert Center's upcoming season and the big opening night party that happens tomorrow night. That'll be right after NPR News. It's a minute past 10.